T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to what's going to be a very steamy, steamy Saturday. Somebody has messed with all my settings. My stuff is not in the right place. My headphones are... What is going on? I'm gone for 1 week, and everything is just chaos.
This is what happens when you leave for 1 week.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna let me get this out front. Way out front. Get it over with. First of all, good morning, Peg. I owe a big thank you to Kyle for covering for me last week. And I'm gonna tell you what happened because, again, I want to share things so people will understand, and hopefully it'll help other people. I woke up my normal time last Saturday, and I got up, I got moving, and I did not feel right. And I sat on the couch, and I tried to figure out what was going on. And long story short, I was having a panic attack. I got into my own head. I started thinking about things, and it just got all kinds of mixed up, and I couldn't snap out of it. I thought, okay, I can come to the station. I could do the show. It wasn't going to be a good show. It wasn't going to be my best for you. And I'm not going to do something. I'm not going to do this radio show. Not up to the standards I want to do it. And I just needed a minute. I needed some time. And I'm sorry. I apologize to you and my listeners. I apologize to Kyle, who at the very last minute I called him and it's like just cover for me. And it took a while. It took hours. For me to, my wife comes in, she's like, what is going on? Why are you here? And I explained it to her, and, you know, it just happens. It happens to people all the time, and I'm sorry. And thank you, Kyle, for covering me, because it happens to people. Most people don't know it, and it's just this terrible feeling. You just want to crawl into a hole. And I didn't. I came out of it, and later the day I felt better. But I apologize to you, the listeners, and I apologize to Kyle.
But known all this, I would have reran the show we did with Dr. Brian.
I appreciate that too.
I would have. I ran another show.
It's fine. It is absolutely fine. You know, nobody gets mad at me or anything like that. And I shouldn't be mad at myself because I'm not. You know, what I tell my wife when, you know, whenever anybody is having a tough time of it, my response is, well, you got to feel your feelings. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to push it down. Maybe this is a thing about getting older, is that we can accept ourselves a little bit better. But I just freaked. I just freaked out for no reason whatsoever. And that's one of the downsides of COVID. A lot of people are struggling these days. But, hey, we're coming out of it. No more masks. You can go wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. Feels better. Feels good. Feels normal. I mean, my birthday was a couple of weeks ago. Kyle went with me. We went to the Lily Pad restaurant, which is all outside. There's no inside dining at all. And there was outside on the water with friends and music. It was the first time I felt normal in a year and a half.
I was shocked that they had live music, period.
It was amazing, wasn't it? It was just...
It was like a relic of a time long lost.
Remember the back times when we could be enjoying life. It was good stuff. It was good stuff. So here's my thing. All I'm saying is if you, my listeners, feel stressed, if you feel anxious, if you're having any kind of hard time of it whatsoever, it is okay, one, to feel that way. It's perfectly acceptable. Two, it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help. And that's what I did. I asked Kyle and I asked my wife, and everybody just, you know, nobody came, nobody says it was weak or you know, I don't even know the right words right now. It is what it is. If you're feeling that way, it's okay to ask for help.
I wasn't going to come down on you anyway, because for all I could have known, you could have been actually legitimately sick.
No, it was just freaking out. I got in my own head and I started thinking about work and bills and stuff, and it got away from me.
Then again, I don't ask questions. If you said you needed the day off, I was like, all right, well, I can throw up a best of show.
I appreciate that. I do. And you know what? It's one of the upsides of working with good people. You know, I know people that hate their job. I don't hate my job. I love my job and I love the people I work with. I think you're fantastic. I've had consecutively in the 18 years I've been here, I've had one producer I didn't like. One. And everybody that I've ever worked with as far as a producer has gone on to do great things. I don't know if you ever knew my producer, Andrew. He was known as the captain up at Sports Radio. He just made sergeant in Caroline County. He is now a sergeant in their police force and a canine cop. I'm so proud of him, I could die. It was so amazing. So trust me, son, you're going to move on to great things. I know you're working with cats right now, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Hopefully you'll get that. See, here's the downside. You're going to get that full-time position. You're going to be working with cats all the time, and then I've got to break in a new producer. Great!
Yeah, just a little bit.
It sucks. It sucks. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. I am super excited to be here. It's going to be a beautiful day, according to Sophia Armada from Channel 12. It's going to be nice and warm and summery. It wasn't that way for Memorial Day. It was nice. It was nice. I got to share this, though. This was the funniest thing in the world. So we got invited to go to a Memorial Day get-together. Which was great because there were several vets there that I got to talk to. But the funniest part about the whole day, and I've got to share this with you, was the people we went to, they had this huge backyard, and everybody brought their dogs. And so here we had one friend of mine. He has two dogs. They're Carolina dogs. They're like 65, 70 pounds apiece. That's two. Then you added my brother-in-law's dog, who is an 85-pound hound. That's three. Then somebody showed up with the sweetest pit bull I've ever met. That's four. And Oscar.
Who could be carried away by a stiff breeze.
They ran around like morons for hours just chasing each other. And I got to hand it to him. My wife said, he's a McCann. I'm like, yes, he is. He's McCann to the bone. Because these monsters, they have stools bigger than my dog. And he just took it to them every chance he got. It was the greatest thing. And then he slept for 2 days. Dead. Just done. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I've been doing my ride-alongs with a home inspector. That's been fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I want to talk about some vacation tips. What are we going to do with all these masks? What do we do with all the masks that are left over? I don't know about you. I've got a stack of them. What am I going to do with them? I have no idea. It is that time of year. What time of year is that? Kitten season. What? Yes, you heard me. Kitten season. I want to talk about feral cats. I want to talk about buying a safe. Did you know Bitcoin is bad for the environment? I just found out about that. It really, really is. And
UFOs. We will talk about UFOs.
This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show right here at News Radio, WRVA. By the way, a little good news on my part. Hey, you are now listening to one of the new voices for Bank of America. Your local boy is now heard all the way across the United States on like 75 different radio stations, plus Sirius XM. And I just did a bunch of commercials for Bank of America. Hey, you know how, Kyle, we do mostly 30-second spots or 60-second spots.
Yes.
That's what we do here. I have to do spots in 14 seconds. Not 15, not 13, 14.
Oddly specific number.
Yeah, well, because they give me an opener and they give me a closer. And I have to fill in the spots in between. And it comes out to 14 seconds. Very weird. Very odd. It's not easy to do a home improvement tip in 14 seconds. I'll admit that. 833-804-1140. I have been doing my ride-alongs. Finally. Only took a year. It's been absolutely insane. Now, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, I wanted to get my license to be a home inspector. Now, understand this. I've been inspecting houses since the 90s. I mean, it goes back that far. And back then, even before I started doing this radio show, I was doing it. Back then, there was no license involved. You said, I'm an inspector, I can do this. And you went and did the inspection, and you wrote it up, and the people were happy, and life was grand. And then certain groups started popping up, like ASHI, which is a national home inspection group. And they started writing specifics as to what can be inspected and what's the standards and what you want this way and that way. And I didn't join. Actually, I was asked to. When they first started, someone called me here on the show and said, "Hey, do you want to join ASHI? We want you to join." I'm like, "Yeah, it's not necessary. I'm fine. I'm not much of a joiner. Aside from, the Freemasons, I really don't join stuff." And that's all I thought about it. Just do my job. And then, unbeknownst to me, how this slipped by me, I have no idea. Unbeknownst to me, in 2017, there was a lobbying to create a specific standard and license to be a home inspector. Didn't know it. Had no clue. And this was started by people in the real estate industry. They wanted, a set standard. And I can understand that. Because anybody could just say, I'm a home inspector. Oh, really? What'd you do before that?
I was a car detailer.
What? So they created a standard for becoming a home inspector and getting your license, and I didn't know it. I wish I had, because I could have just grandfathered in and called it a day. I didn't. So over a year ago, I looked into getting my license, and they said you have to take 40 hours of training. And my thought was, are you kidding me? No, they weren't. Where was the school? Virginia Beach. The only one, the only school was in Virginia Beach. So I had to go to Virginia Beach and stay there for 4 days, which I hated. I was away from my wife. I was away from my dog. I was away from my house. I didn't like it. I ate Wawa like 3 times a day was my dinner because where I was, that was the only thing around, which wasn't bad. I kind of like Wawa. But that's beside the point. So I took 40 hours of training, and it was without a doubt the most mind-numbing thing I have ever done in my entire life. It was in a room with no windows. This one guy, nice guy. I don't hate him or anything like that, but it was mind numbing. And here's the thing, in the class were 3 other people, none of which had any construction background whatsoever. I think one of them used to fix foundations. The other, one young man, literally in his early 20s, sat and played on his cell phone the entire time. Nonstop. Didn't pay attention to anything. Just played on his phone. And I thought, oh my God, I want to die. And these people are going to be going out there and inspecting houses. They don't know any. It was so bad that when we got to the electrical portion, of the seminar, I just said, dude, I've got this. I just let me do something. And so I did my 40 hours of this class. And then I was told, before I have to pass a national test, and then I had to do 50 ride-alongs. I had to be escorted into 50 different houses to learn how to inspect a house. It was killing me. I said, I don't want to do 50. They said, well, you can get away with 25. I said, how do I do away with 25? They said, you have to take another 40 hours. I said, yeah, I do what? They said, yeah, you need to take another 40 hours of classes, but you can do it online. So for 4 days, I sat in front of my computer, just hitting next, next, next. It was awful. It was awful. And so I finished 80 hours of stuff. I'm not trying to brag or anything like that. I could have written this. I could have written all of it. My wife comes out, she looks at me, and I'm just like, kill me, please. But I did it. And did I learn something? I learned 1 or 2 things. Sure, because nobody knows everything. Nobody. I don't care who you are. And after doing 80 hours of study, I had to pass the test. And I was scared of the test, I'll admit it, because I test well. I always have. I test quick because I don't go back. I don't second guess myself. It's never been a thing. And I went and took the National Home Inspector's Test. And I'll admit, I was intimidated. I was, because if you've ever taken any of these national tests for real estate or home inspection or any of it, understand it's written like they're trying to trip you up. And I didn't want to get tripped up. I didn't want to spend the money. You know me, I'm cheap. Passed it the first time. Excellent. But then I had to do 25 ride-alongs. And I should be grateful. I really should be grateful that it's only 25. Because there's other states where it's more. In Texas, you have to do 200. You have to ride along. Why would I do that? That's a couple of years worth of work. But you know what? It's fine. It's fine. I'll tell you the rest of it after the break. My name is Richard McCann, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Very happy it's Saturday. By the way, I'm not getting anything out of this. Nobody's giving me anything. Up in my neighborhood in Fulton Hill, they're having the Fulton fish fry today at Miss Gurley's. And I can't wait.
So everyone knows where to find you this afternoon.
You know what? Everybody knows where to find me anyway. Everybody knows where to find me.
It's going to be you with about 30 pieces of fried fish.
I'll just be, you know, honest to God, you got to do it right. If you're going to do and you should know this, like a good old-fashioned Baptist church fish fry is like 2 pieces of fish and 2 pieces of Wonder Bread. And there you go.
Pretty much 2 slices of white bread and 2 pieces of pieces of fish that you have no idea how you got a fish that big. No, down my way, it wasn't whiting. It was catfish.
Ooh. I'm not a catfish guy.
If you're down my way, fish fry is always a catfish fry.
Catfish always tastes like dirt to me.
You haven't had good catfish yet.
I have had great catfish at Poe's Pub, and it still tastes a little gamey for me. Maybe it's because I've spent too much time underneath houses and I've eaten too much dirt.
Maybe
that's what it is. But yeah.
I'm not a big seafood guy, but catfish is the
How
one fish I
How can you not be
eat.
A seafood guy? You live like in
I just don't,
the land of seafood.
I just don't like a lot of seafood taste. A lot of it tastes like low tide to me. So
okay, you know,
I'll eat crabs. I'll eat a couple fish. I'll eat lobster.
Okay,
but you know, I can't do like the really fishy.
You met my friends Jeff and Rachel at my birthday party. When I told them that you can get me oysters,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they just started salivating. Like, no, my God. And here's the thing. You know what's funny about oysters is I thought, okay, I can eat 2 dozen, 3 dozen. No, you can't. I can eat about 8 and I'm done. I'm full.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how people can do that challenge in New Orleans, which is like, it's like 100-some oysters on the half shell.
I've tried watching the food eating competitions. In fact,
the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Well, you know, it was one year. I don't like the Super Bowl halftime show. In fact, I don't even watch Super Bowl anymore. But I mean, I never really cared for the halftime show. Usually, it was somebody I've never heard of and doing something.
Right.
And so I always looked for different things to watch. I mean, going all the way back to the 90s when Beavis and Butthead had the Butt Bowl. I've watched Puppy Bowl instead of the halftime show. Several years ago, they had a competitive eating contest that you could switch to, and it lasted just for the halftime show. And the one thing that just freaked me out is they had competitive eating for spiral cut ham. And so you had these guys, and literally they grabbed an entire ham, mm-hmm. brought it up to their face, and were eating and spinning.
Like corn on the cob.
It was, and like little bits of ham flying every direction, and they're just.
Are you sure you just didn't turn it on ESPN, The Ocho?
I did watch The Ocho the other day. I've been getting up at like stupid times. My wife is just my wife gives up on my sleeping pattern. She's given up, and it was I turned on and it was ESPN2, and they had like the national axe throwing championships, and then afterwards they had the national cornhole.
No, I'm sure that's just actual normal programming that runs on ESPN,
yeah,
too.
But you know what? You could tell these were the sports for guys who had given up on any physicality whatsoever. Right. You know, like 450 pounds, but I'm an athlete because I can chuck this beanbag. I mean,
I'm 100% certain I have seen competitive rock, paper, scissors on ESPN, too, at one point.
What?
I did not stutter. Competitive rock, paper, scissors.
Part of me finds that really awesome. See, that's one. I've tried, because I've been here for a while, I have tried convincing the guys at our sister station, Sports Radio,
mm-hmm.
to do, on a Friday, just an hour, dedicated to ESPN 8, The Ocho, and just do, you know, like the most obscure sports on the... I should talk to the... What's the gentleman from the Gut Check?
Colin. Colin Gutman.
I should talk to him about dedicating part of his show to the Ocho. Just come.
He is probably within that age range where he would be all over it.
That's something I should really, really look
into. He would probably absolutely. He loves talking about all those crazy soccer stories out of Europe. So I think he would. I think he would enjoy doing like a segment.
Speaking of soccer,
devoted to the Ocho.
City Stadium opens up today.
Hey,
the Kickers are back. And if I can take the dog, I'm going to go. We don't go anywhere we can't take the dog. We're
right
at that point. I used to pick on people so hard when they said, I'm a fur parent. And I'm like, no, you're not. It's a pet. Then we got Oscar. Now I'm a fur daddy.
Well, you know, give it a few more years and you can use him as a nice toupee as well.
Well, hey, watch it there. At least I'm not a furry.
No. Let's not get into that.
You want true story? True story. I went. I was.
You're going down some dark paths.
This is not. This is. Yeah, we're down. We're down the rabbit hole. Might as well enjoy it because people like it. I was at a place to pick up a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was talking to this young lady. She was like 20, and she saw my credit card and she goes, "Oh, you're Richard McCann." I'm like, "Yes, I'm Richard McCann." She goes, "I listen to your show," which is nice when young people listen. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I'm like, what do you do? She goes, well, I'm a student at VCU Art Center. I'm like, that's fantastic. What kind of art do you do? She goes, I make mascot costumes.
Hmm.
I'm like, that's odd. You don't hear, you know, who?
No, but
you never think.
It's definitely a profession that someone has.
But who ever thinks, I make mascot costumes? Never thought about it. And just as an offhand comment, because I do that, I talk without thinking all the time, thusly this segment of the radio show right now. And I looked at her, I said, so how many furries do you have as clients? And her face went dead serious. She goes, I do not discuss my clients. I went, okay.
That's how you know she has clients.
I walked away very quickly. 833-804-1140. I was talking about doing home inspections. So I've had to do my ride-alongs. I have to do 25. I've done all the schooling. I've done all the testing. Everything was done. I have to do ride-alongs. And this has been tough. This has been very, very difficult, to be honest with you, because I have to ride along with someone who's already got their license, who is a professional home inspector. But at the same time, and if you think about it, and I understand, I'm not trying to be mean, but I can understand someone saying, why would I help you become my competition? I get it. Why would you? Seems kind of dumb, but that's the way it works. And at some point, the people I talk to had to do the same thing. They had to ride along with somebody. And I've had a couple of Burgess home inspections. Was one of the first ones that said, yeah, you know, I'll help you out. And I did a few rides. I had to convince these people, look, I don't want your business. These guys out there that have already got their license and insured and everything like that, you know, they're doing two a day. That's a lot of work. I'm old. I don't want to do two a day. There's stuff on Netflix. I don't want their milkshake. I don't want to take away from anybody. Someone asked me recently, they said, what do you want? It's a good question. But I don't want for much. I'm happy with my life. I'm happy with what I've got. I don't want a new truck. I don't want a new house. Taking a vacation would be nice. I'll admit that. So Burgess was the first ones to give me some ride-alongs. And I rode with three different people. And that has been fascinating for me. Because every single person I went into a home with had a completely different style. Had a completely different method. One guy, now this I will say, home inspectors that were in the trades before they became inspectors, they all have, they kind of focus on what their trade was. They get, not to say they ignore anything, I'm not saying that. That's not, don't get me started, I don't. They're all doing, everybody I've ridden with did a fantastic job. And one of the reasons I got into home inspections in the first place is because I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like some of the people that, some of the reports I read, and I'm sitting there going, you don't know what you're talking about. Or when I was doing real estate, when a home inspector would come in, and I'd just stand back and I'd keep my mouth shut. And I would see them just walk past things. I'm like, you missed that. You missed that. Really wish you hadn't. I will say this, though. I've ridden with some people that really do know, and they take it very seriously. Very seriously. I'll tell you more in a minute. My name is Richard McCann, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRBA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. According to Sophia, it's going to be a beautiful day here in RVA. You know, we should... She's literally part of the show. We should have her on at some point. You know?
I don't know if we can do that considering she's on the same time as we are.
There is that. We'll figure it out. You know, I love our extended family. You know, Andrew Frieden's still one of the funniest human beings I've ever talked to. I mean, he and I have known each other. I actually started following him before I started doing this show. Before I started doing this, Andrew was my go-to weather guy. And Channel 12, fantastic. If when it comes to weather, that's who I'm focusing on.
Maybe on one of those like rare blue moon occurrences where we have to record your show in advance for whatever reason. Maybe then we could try to get Sophia on and you can do an entire show, just that long form interview, you and her just chatting.
I find it fascinating. Of all the jobs in the world, meteorologist just seems like, what makes you decide to go into that? You know, I never would have said, you know what I want to do when I grow up? I want to be in the weather. Never would have thought of it.
My folks honestly thought I was going to be a meteorologist for the longest time.
Really?
Because one of my favorite channels was the Weather Channel.
You know, I remember when Weather Channel used to show weather. And now, it's like MTV. I remember when MTV showed music videos. And don't deal with that anymore. Oh, that's me. 833-804-1140. So I have been doing ride-alongs. In fact, the last week, I went with... I love the name of this guy's company. I love it. His name is Kevin. So he called his company Kevin the Home Inspector. Perfect. Fantastic. I did three different ride-alongs with him. I'm doing two more soon. One of the things I liked about him was, one, he said, you can ride along with me, but you can only get five. I was like, well, I need 25. He goes, yeah, but with me, you're only going to get five. And I'm like, why? Why? He goes, because I want you to get varied points of view. I want you to see how other people do it as well as me. And I appreciated that. I really did, because he does it differently than I do. When I do a home inspection, it is very simple. I have an absolutely systematic way of doing my home inspections. I start in the kitchen. I start in the kitchen, then move my way through the interior of the home. Then I do the attic crawl space. Then I do the exterior. Anything going on outside of the home, the roof, the siding, the windows, whatever, And finally, I end in the crawl space. Why? I don't want to track dirt into your house. That's why I end in the crawl space. And funny enough, just about everybody I have shadowed, if you will, shadowed, the crawl space is the last place they go. And I'll be honest, that's where you find most of the problems. But everybody has their own little focus. Now, Kevin, who I appreciated, and I think he did a fantastic job. He was big on the roof. Big on the roof. And here's a funny story. Maybe you did not know this. Maybe you did. Home inspectors, not required to climb on your roof. Not required to go on the roof itself. Which is kind of good for me because I don't much care for heights like I used to. Used to be I loved them. Loved heights when I was a kid. I was in my 20s, 30s. Rock on. Let's go up in the air. Not anymore. Maybe I'm just starting to feel my mortality a little bit. Maybe it's because a friend of mine who climbs up power poles for a living took a tumble, 2 years ago. Went up a ladder he's been up a million times, not exaggerating. Million times. Everything tied off the way it's supposed to, all the safety protocols done, and he woke up face down on the pavement, having fallen 20-some feet. ICU. He's fine now, but that was a wake-up call for me. So anyway, what I was saying, but here's the thing. Everybody has their own focus, but there's always, everybody also has this regiment they follow. They check all the receptacles. Every receptacle needs to be checked to see if it's wired properly. And you will come across it every now and then, one that's wired backwards. Does it still work? Yes. Is it wrong? Yes. They check all the GFCIs, which is a big one for me. When I'm in kitchens and bathrooms, I always check the GFCIs. Gary Hess laughs at me. He's like, you've gotten years of material out of that one job at my house. And it's true. He's right. I did. If you haven't heard it, here's a goes. Gary called me up and said, I don't have any power in my upstairs bathroom. I said, your GFCI is tripped. He goes, nope. I said, okay. And so I go to Gary's house and I start tearing the bathroom apart. Electrical, all the electrical in the area. I spent a couple of hours just trying to figure out why does he not have power in this bathroom? It doesn't make any sense. And to be honest with you, I gave up. I was like, I don't know what's going on. And I told him I was going to find somebody, give me a hand, because I was just at the end of my rope. And so we go downstairs and to the far end of his house. His house is kind of long. And we're sitting in his kitchen. And I say, I need to use your bathroom. And I go into the bathroom just off the kitchen. And it's at the far end of the house from the bathroom that's on the second floor at the other end of the house. And I go into the bathroom and I look and there's a GFI. And I see that it's tripped. And I push the button. And I said, Gary, go upstairs and check that bathroom. They had wired the bathroom at the far end of the house to a GFI at the other end of the house. Why? To save like $8. That's what it saved. $8. Made no sense to me whatsoever. But anyway, what I was saying is they check the receptacles, they check the GFIs, they check the hot water. What I never realized, I don't think I've ever done, I guess now I have to, is if there's a Whirlpool tub, they fill the Whirlpool and turn it on to make sure it's running properly. Never would have thought to do that. I grew up on a farm with a well. My dad was a fanatic about water. Don't let the water run too much. You might run the well dry. Heard that my entire life. To this day, I'm like nutty about the water. I'm on city water. And I'm like, don't do this.
You're going to run the city supply dry.
I didn't say it was a sane thing. It's amazing. Okay. Here's the deal. When you leave a room, do you turn off the lights?
If I remember to.
Okay. Why? Because it's wasting electricity and running up the electrical bill. Our parents,
yeah, that's also true.
Our parents beat that into us. It was so bad in my house. My dad was such a nut about turning off the lights that he took the light switch out of our bedroom and put in a timer so that every 10 minutes we had to go over and turn the timer back on so that we wouldn't waste electricity.
I will say this, in my apartment in Blacksburg, I did make sure to cut every light off in every room I went out of.
Because you're wasting electric.
Hey, I wanted to keep my power bill really, really small.
You know what? It didn't change your power bill one bit. Light bulb. It's a light bulb. It doesn't change a thing. Now, if you said, I ran the hot water and kept running it in 24/7, and you're the big eaters of electricity, your water heater. And you probably didn't even have to pay for hot water. It was probably part of your apartment.
Yes, I think that was probably part of the rent.
There you go. So, insane. But we had to figure out, we figured out if you took a big chunk of paper and folded it up, you could jam it into the timer so it wouldn't twist. Hey, kids are smart. They'll find a way. But anyway, so long story short, I've got 18 more home inspections to ride along with. I've got two more with Kevin, the home inspector, who I liked a great deal. I thought he was pretty darn awesome. And hopefully, with just a little luck, come the end of June, it'll be over. And if you're wondering, the new company that I'm going to start is going to be called Home Guru. That's what we're going to do. I want to do home inspections and consultations for people that want to stay in their home.
I'm more impressed that name isn't off the market.
Luckily, it wasn't. But I am the home improvement guru. Just ask CBS. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to The Home Show on News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 a.m. and 96.1 FM.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody, to a beautiful... Is it summer? Is it technically summer yet? I guess technically.
I mean, according to everyone, summer started last Monday. So
it was cold and nobody could get... You couldn't go to the pool.
Monday was fine.
You couldn't get in the pool, though, dude.
Well, my pool wasn't up by Monday, so...
Do you have an above-ground pool?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma is making it a permanent fixture now. She's getting a permanent above-ground setup.
Okay, nice.
So the pool is in with, you know, the pump and everything. I think she still wants to build, like, a little deck around it, so...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There was a shortage last year. You couldn't find an above-ground pool to save your life.
And now this year, there's going to be an absolute shortage of chlorine.
Interesting.
Because one of the major plants that does it in America suffered a fire, and... They're going to be behind production, and you can't find chlorine tabs anywhere for a pool nowadays.
Didn't even think of it. You know, we don't use the backyard for anything. I've actually considered taking that tiny little backyard of mine and putting in like a small in-ground pool. Nothing big, but just, it's a thought.
It seemed like you'd go more for like the hot tub route.
We thought about that too. We thought about, and you know what? You can get a hot tub for nothing. People get a hot tub. Like, I've got a hot tub. I'm going to be in it like every day. We're going to soak in the hot tub. And then like.
They use it like three times.
And
it's
then
like you going to the gym for your New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. It happens all for about a month and then you give up.
Or those big soaking tubs that people, you know, were so popular for so long. Oh, I'm going to get a soaking jacuzzi tub in my master bathroom, and you know, I will be in that thing all the time. And then the next thing you know, it's like got plants in it. That's you've used it twice.
I've never understood the concept of a soaking tub.
Me neither. You know, just not my thing. My wife will bathe. I had one friend never took a shower. She only bathed. That's the only way she would wash herself. But my wife will soak in a tub, but not.
I think the last time I took a bath, I was probably 8 years old.
Well, so that was only that wasn't that long ago for you. No, here's a true story.
You tried so hard with that joke. I know
I tried.
Did.
It didn't go anywhere. True story. One of the very first jobs I did when my father quit, he decided he wanted to do something else. And so he said, you're going to run the company. It's like, okay, I'm going to run this company. And one of the first jobs I did was, it was an addition on a house in Verina. And it was just a big, big master bathroom. That's what it was. And I was working with a gentleman who I really admire as far as his carpentry skills. He was fantastic. Yeah, I did that. But the people were just jerks. Now, there's one thing. It's one thing to be a good contractor. You got to be polite. You got to be on time. You got, you know, all of that stuff. But there's something to be said for someone to be a good customer.
Right.
Okay. You have to understand that your contractor is a person just like you are. They have a life. They have a family life. You know, all the turmoil that you go through, they go through. Something to be said about being a good customer. And these people were not. They were not nice people. I didn't like them. But one of the things I did was I sold them a soaking tub that was 6 feet long, 4 feet wide, 2.5 feet deep. I mean, it was basically a two-person hot tub.
I was about to say, did you just sell them a kiddie pool and tell them it was a soaking tub?
And here's the thing. I had bought that for myself. I had bought it for a house I was looking at buying. And it didn't go through. They wanted it. I sold it to them. And they were just jerks. And this is 25 years ago. And we finished the job. I got paid. I never wanted to see them again. They called me up complaining. They said, Mr. McCann. I said, yes. They said, that tub you sold us. I'm like, yes. I said, it's beautiful. It works great. They said, yeah, but we emptied our entire water heater into that tub, and there's only 5 inches of water.
What kind of water heater did they have?
50 gallons. It was only a 50-gallon water heater. But the bathtub...
Oh, it was humongous.
Was humongous. And I literally, I hate to say it, I was not a good contractor. I said, that sounds like you need a bigger water heater. Because tankless water heaters didn't exist at the time. And I hung up on them. It was because they weren't good customers. There's something to be said. Treat, you know, when you go into as a contractor versus a customer, remember, you're in it together. And they're people too. Just saying. 833-804-1140. Mr. Frost sent me an article. And I, you know what? I appreciate that he reminded me of it because it's one of those things people do not talk about. He sent me an article about large birds and small pets.
Sounds like a great TV show name on the Animal Planet.
It sounds like a terrible thing, actually. But what he brings up of the fact is that there are predatory birds that go after small animals. You said you have two cats that are outdoor cats.
Two outdoor cats, and they're on the small side for being like 5 or 6 years old.
And you living out in the middle of nowhere, which I kind of love. One of the things I love about the Northern Neck is how many eagles I see out there.
There were two chilling in my right next to the house a couple like the start of the year.
You got to be careful. I belong to a dachshund group on Facebook. One of the few things I actually spend time looking at. And one of the members just the other day shows pictures of her dachshund. He has these no other way to put it, just claw marks in his side. And she was letting the dog just run around in the backyard. And an owl came down, snatched the dog, and took off into the air with it. Now, fortunately, it managed to wriggle free. Unfortunately, it was like 25, 30 feet in the air when it happened. So it hit the ground pretty hard. It ended up with a pretty large vet bill.
I guess at that height, you're going to be breaking a couple bones.
You know,
there.
It is something, though, that I don't think about as often as I should. And, you know, fortunately, like I said, you know, last Monday, they were running around in the backyard. There was large dogs with him, so I didn't worry about something coming down and snatching him up. But I'm glad he sent me the reminder, because it is something. It was the first time he's been off the leash. Usually he's on the leash no matter what. The other day it was off, and we do need to keep an eye on that.
Thankfully, my cats are smart, because they spend the day in the shed down in the barnyard looking for like mice and stuff, or just staying out of the heat. So they're not outside actually an awful lot, like towards the twilight and the evening and stuff. They'll come up to the house to eat and hang around, but for the most part, they spend most of their days down in the shed.
But one of the things I can say I'm very happy with is I do get to see eagles here in the city of Richmond. And that's a relatively, for me, new thing. There's one that hangs out near the James River Bridge. Somewhere in that area is its nest. And there is another bald eagle that's over on the north side in the Seminary Avenue area. But and out where in Hopewell, when I go to see Jordan to record, he has one that flies over his house all the time. But I will tell you this story just because it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Eagles, of course, will eat anything. And they eat dead stuff, too. And I was in the Northern Neck, and I drove past this field, and I had to stop because there's a deer that's a dead deer in the field, and there's an eagle just chowing down. And surrounding the eagle are buzzards. There must have been 8 or 10 of them. And the eagle is just doing his thing, and it was almost like a cartoon. You could almost hear the buzzards going, "No problem there, Mr. Eagle, sir. You just go ahead and you just enjoy yourself. You eat all the what you want. Why don't you eat the good stuff, Mr. Eagle. Don't kill us. Just eat the good stuff, Mr. Eagle, sir. And when you're done, we'll eat whatever's left over. But don't let us rush you at all," because they were just petrified. This thing.
See, when I think of buzzards, I think of like the slow dimwitted ones on the Looney Tunes. Like, okay.
"No problem, Mr. Eagle, sir. You're just going to leave the back part with all we'll eat that part. You just take the good stuff, Mr. Eagle, sir." It was fantastic. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. 833-804-1140. You say my vulture voice sounds like I'm from Chicago? Is that what
it sounds like? It sounds like any minute he's going to start talking about the Bears.
Bears. True story, this week, almost had to divorce my wife. Came very close. Uh-oh. Almost had to do it. She's never seen the Blues Brothers. She had never seen the Blues Brothers. I didn't know what to do with myself. So you sat
her down and you made her watch the Blues Brothers.
Absolutely, I did.
And then you told her, whatever you do, don't go watch Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah. That was unfortunate.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
I mean, the music was good, but the... It's 5 hours to Chicago. We got half a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Jill, what's going on?
It's crap. I have heard that leaving the room, turn the light off, every time you leave the room, you could be working against yourself. Because if you're not going to be out very long and come back in the room and then turn it on, it'll make the generator work and waste more energy doing that.
Yeah, that's not true.
No?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Jill, thank you.
Okay, bye.
She called 8 times for that. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. If you know what? You want to save money on your electric bill? Get rid of the incandescent bulbs and buy LEDs. That's everything in the house right now is LED. It's fantastic.
Now, can they also be like those smart bulbs where you can program them with different colors? Or is that something completely different?
I don't know what a smart bulb is. And to be honest with
you. Well, you know, there are some light fixtures you can get. They're like light bulbs, but they come with like a remote where you can change like the intensity as well as even the color of the light. My friend's got one in his room that we always like messing with anytime we're down there.
I'll be honest with you, dude. I am so tired. I mean, I know. Look, am I being tracked right now? Yes. If you have a cell phone, they know everything. Who's they? Everybody.
Google,
Amazon, Facebook. I mean,
Apple.
Yeah, you name it, they got it.
Yeah.
Okay. The other day I was looking, what did I look up? Boots. My wife, for my birthday, we took the gift cards that some people gave me, which was very sweet of people. And I said, you know what? I need a new pair of boots. I just need, like, you know, my motorcycle, you know, boots. And I looked up boots on my cell phone. And the next time I logged into Facebook, all the ads were for boots. Okay? You're being tracked. I'm not going to add to it. I'm not going to put in a smart thermostat because that's something else that's being processed. Or smart light bulbs, that's something else that's being processed. I know I'm being tracked. I know that they know everything, but I'm not going to help. That's my thing.
Also, you run into the instances where the rare occurrence that Google goes down and then you can't do anything with your house because it's all connected to Google.
One of the most terrifying things, I've told this story before, I'm going to tell it again. It was a Saturday morning. I was up and moving at 3 o'clock in the morning like I always am. It was 3:30. I hear my wife upset. Something's going on. I run into the bedroom. She had a bad dream. And I, of course, being a good husband, I climb back into bed to help her get through it. Okay. As I said at the beginning of this show, when I talked about having a panic attack, I'm a firm believer in feel your feelings. All right. I'm getting older. I'm getting more sensitive. Dude, I'll be honest with you. I love a good cry. I'm at that point in my life. I will watch something sad. My wife will come in and there's just tears running down my face. She goes, what's going on? I'm like, it was so beautiful. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to be the guy I was raised to be. You know, men don't cry. Or I'll give you something to cry about. And forget it. Feel your feelings. So she's upset. I climb back into bed. We're talking, trying to get through this. And then out of the blue, for no reason whatsoever, the smart speaker that we have just pipes up and goes, I don't understand what you're talking about right now. I didn't say its name. I didn't activate it. Nothing.
There's some horror stories about those smartphone speakers.
Yeah, it's just somebody sitting there listening to an intimate moment with my wife and I. So no, I'm not going to add to my house by putting in a smart light fixture or a smart thermostat or anything. We unplugged it. We unplugged it. It's collecting dust.
One of the good advantages of Google Home, I will say, is it's dumb enough to where it requires a very key phrase to activate.
It also requires you. This is a true story. I was working for a family that was from India, and they had one of the Google things,
Google Home or whatever.
Okay, they couldn't get that thing to work.
Hmm.
Because it didn't understand their accent.
Oh.
And there have been smartphones. If you have a certain, it can only understand certain things and or certain accents.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite my favorite videos I've ever seen was two guys climb into a smart elevator, but they're from Scotland. And the smart elevator, okay, first of all, I can barely understand somebody from Scotland. And they're trying to activate the elevator with a Scottish accent.
I can see it right now. How's it going, you all right?
Oh, Jeff. Oh, good idea. 10. Floor 10. It was funny as...
I didn't know smart elevators existed.
Yeah, there it was.
That's more terrifying than normal elevators.
I'm not scared of elevators, but
no. I refuse to use the one in the Radio Factory.
Really?
Yeah.
It scared me the other day.
The last time I went in it, I came down from the second floor to the first floor. Door did not open. And I was like, well, I guess it's finally happened. I'm stuck in an elevator. So I was like, let me try to open the doors. And as soon as I touched the door, it slid open.
I used to have the key. Believe it or not, most people don't realize this. If you look at an elevator and you look at it from the outside, up near the top is this round hole that's drilled into the door. That takes a very special key, which is, it's a long stick with a flap, a little piece of metal that flips up and down on the end of it. And what you do is you slide that in, the piece of metal slides down, and as you twist it, it is the emergency opening for the elevator. Every elevator has an emergency key to slide the doors open. I wouldn't advise using it, but it's there. 833-804-1140. I am off the rails yet again. But no, I'm not going to add anything more smart to my house.
We haven't even gotten to the UFOs yet.
Truth is out there, dude. The truth is, I have believed in UFOs and aliens since I was a child. And I firmly believe in it. And the government, they're lying. Yet again, what a dodge. Yeah, there's something. You've been waiting, haven't you?
You don't know how long I've been waiting.
You've been waiting all show to do that.
Yes.
833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about, it's kitten season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Kitten season. Not hunting. Just ferals. We'll talk about it, and I'll take your calls. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. I was talking, I got this lovely young lady that works at my grocery store. It's one of the few places I go is the grocery store, about once a day. We've been trying to eat better, so we shop daily, okay? Don't have a lot of leftovers.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
It is a healthier way to live. And it's very, for lack of
a... You also get fresher food.
And it's also very it's very European. In Europe, they shop daily. If you ever go to Europe, you go into somebody's apartment, you realize their refrigerators are tiny. They have really, really, really small refrigerators because they don't stock up the way we do. They actually think we're kind of stupid that way, and I dig that. That's fine. So anyway, I shop daily, and I always go through the checkout line with the exact same... young lady, and we always talk, and you know, she asks how my wife is doing. I ask how her wife is doing. It's very nice to talk to younger people. I found out yesterday she is a certified welder. She has her certificate. She's probably 25. She's a certified welder. I said, why are you here? Why are you working a cash register? And the guy behind me goes, what's going on? I said, she's a certified welder. He looks at her and goes, why are you here?
It's like a sitcom bit.
It almost was. I mean, she's like, well, yeah, I was working down at the shipyards in Norfolk. Did you know they have a shipyard? I'm like, there's a shipyard in Norfolk? The hell you say? Of course I know there's a shipyard in Norfolk. But I could not for the, I told her, I was like, You could be making 45, 55 bucks an hour. Why are you working at a cash register? I don't even have my... If I was gonna do anything, if I was gonna go learn on any new skill, welding. If you talk to a buddy of mine, he's the one that got me into doing stand-up. He works at an advertising firm. He's in year three of his training to become a welder. I'm like, why are you getting your welding license if you work in advertising? He goes, they could fire me tomorrow. He's like, I could lose my job at any time. I need something that I can say, I can go do this and make money and feed my family. But I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. She's like, oh, I'm a certified welder. I'm like, yeah, why are you here? This is not the job for you. Move on, move on, move on. 833-804-1140. It's that time of year that we're going to start seeing the kittens. Kittens. Kittens everywhere. And feral cats is actually a real problem here in the United States. Now, I've seen them. They're called colonies. And the problem is several different layers. I know of one in King William that's right behind the food line. There's a colony of cats. And even though they're trying to be helpful, you know, there is a group of women who on different days, everybody has their day, they go behind the food line and feed the cats. This is not good.
That is big red flag number one.
Right. Feral cats, one, carry all kinds of diseases because they've never had any types of shots. Two, they procreate like crazy because they haven't been neutered or spayed or anything. Three, the amount of urine and feces they produce is again a different way of spreading massive amounts of disease. My sister, when she bought her house in Verina, this is 20 some years ago, I guess there had been a cat that had lived in the garage. The cat just peed wherever it wanted to. And after years, my sister bought the house. She goes in there to clean out the garage. Got exposed to the waste, if you will, and ended up getting some nasty, nasty infection. She's like, it was like the flu, but so much worse. It was basically pneumonia that she got from being exposed to the cat urine and feces. We have this problem with the ferals out there in these colonies. Another thing that they talk about is the amount of animals feral cats kill. I mean, we're talking literally thousands and thousands and thousands of birds and mice and rats and name it.
When you think about it, the domesticated cat really is an invasive species.
In a lot of ways. I mean, I don't think cats existed here until we brought them here.
Right. That's what I'm thinking too, at least domesticated cats.
Right. I mean, same thing with starlings. Starlings are horrible. They're an invasive species. We brought them here. A gentleman brought starlings here because he was trying to bring to America all the animals that were mentioned in the Bible. And I guess starlings were in there somewhere.
I'm going to go look this up because I actually don't know.
Try to find that out. So, why am I bringing this up? I live in a neighborhood where there are stray cats. And over the last 15, 20 years, let's say 15, I have managed to capture five feral cats. I have captured. Now, why would I do this? Very simple. One, I don't want to drive home and see a dead cat in the middle of Williamsburg Road. I hate that feeling. It just bothers me. Poor thing didn't stand a chance. Was trying to get across the road. Boom. I've been fortunate. I've never hit one myself. I'd probably swerve. I'd probably wreck my car. I'm that stupid. So what I've done is, excuse me. Here's what you do if you have a feral cat in your neighborhood. Understand, you can call animal control. They're not going to do a darn thing. As far as they're concerned, that animal is living in its habitat. It's just like you see a possum or a raccoon in your neighborhood. I've seen deer in the city of Richmond, literally seen deer. That is their natural habitat. So animal control is not going to do anything. If it's in your house, they'll come get it out of your house, but they're just going to release it back into the neighborhood. So what I have done, and this is five times, is I have contacted groups like Prevent a Litter. Now, this is one of the greatest groups I've ever seen. What a fantastic charity is. They're right there in Carytown. And they will give you, as a loaner, a live trap. Now, live trap is designed to do exactly that. You put food in it, they're going to climb in, and the moment they hit that pressure plate, the trap closes, and they're stuck. And they are going to be madder at you than a teenager that lost all its rights to a cell phone. You then take them to Prevent a Litter, who will spay, neuter it for free. Does all its, you know, it gets all its money from charitable donations. It'll also spay, neuter them, and it'll also give them all their shots. Now, if you see a stray cat in your neighborhood that has a clipped ear, usually it's the left ear, they just take and snip off just the very tip of it. It doesn't hurt them, but it does mark them. That way you know that it has been spayed or neutered. And here's the funny thing for me. It's not just in America. When I was in Jamaica a couple of years ago, there was a couple of stray cats that were wandering around the resort. And I realized they had a clipped ear. And then what was even funnier is I run into a woman who, she was an American, had moved to Jamaica, and she was running basically a Prevent a Litter because they had so many stray cats there on the island. So they were doing the exact same thing. Capture, fix them, give them the shot, mark them, let them loose. And I've been really fortunate. I've had, of the five that I've captured and had fixed, four of them decided that they liked me and stuck around. I had one cat named Bond. He was a tuxedo cat. He spent years with me. Unfortunately, I lost him in the divorce of the, you know, from the first wife. And here's the funny thing. Not only did I not like her, he didn't either. He ran away. Yes, sir. Did you look at my starlings?
Yes. It's not like they're mentioned by name in the Bible, but I think it's more of a thing of like any bird that bears a passing resemblance to a raven kind of gets thrown in there.
Oh, okay.
So,
but I was right. They were brought to this country.
Oh, I didn't look that up. I was looking specifically for the starlings in the Bible thing.
Okay.
I believed you on that part. I wanted to see, wait, are there starlings in the Bible?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I was just going by the story I remember hearing, but I do know they were brought to this country. I know they're an invasive species. I know that, you know, there's certain states that actually have a bounty
on starlings,
and I'm not against it. I'm not going to sit out there with my BB gun because it's not. I can't make a life, so I don't take a life. Does that make any sense?
Right.
I've never been a hunter. It just never was a thing. I don't know why. My family didn't do it, so I didn't do it. And now I'm at an age, you know, I've had several people say, man, if you don't know how to hunt, how are you going to survive? I'm like, I'll learn to hunt when grocery stores don't exist anymore, I guess. Nothing against hunters. No. Nothing against them whatsoever. I mean, it's something that's absolutely necessary. We have to control them. I read someplace that there are actually more deer now in the United States than there were when we first got here. Because, you know, it had natural predators. Now they don't. That's on us. 833-804-1140. Get those little kitties. Get them fixed. And then just let them back in the neighborhood. Maybe you'll make a friend. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. For Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. Hey, Kyle, did you say they see they shut down the production of the new Mission Impossible movie because of a COVID infection?
Let me put on my shocked face.
Well, I thought Scientology kept you from ever getting sick from anything. You know? Doesn't it, like, obviously somebody's not doing their stuff right.
Right. Somebody isn't.
My wife watches all those documentaries about Scientology. Cuckoo. Cuckoo. That's some nutty stuff, dude. I almost want to get involved.
We'll infiltrate it and create a pyramid scheme from within.
Is a pyramid scheme. That's the thing.
Well, we'll build another one to combat their pyramid scheme.
I could do that. Many. Steve Martin did a movie back in the early 90s called Leap of Faith. I don't know if anybody remembers it. And he plays a traveling evangelist. And of course he's in the movie, he's a scam artist. And I'm watching this and I have a girlfriend at the time and I turned to her. I was like, you know, I could, she goes, you are not becoming an evangelist.
I think you've got the chops to be an evangelist.
My grandmother, actually, God rest her soul, I love her to death. When I was a kid, I was being a smart aleck. She had gotten involved with something that was really taking advantage of her, and that's just the way it was. And I love my grandmother. I miss her every single time I even think about, you know, the holidays especially. And so she, her faucet was dripping. And so my father and I went over there. And we fixed the faucet. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. Please, everybody, I don't want anybody to get mad at me right now. It was between me and my grandmother, and I loved her, and I respected her, and we ended on very, very good terms when she passed away. But seriously, I did this because I thought I was being funny. She came home and said, "We fixed your faucet." She says, "You fixed the faucet." And I was 16, maybe 17. And I looked at her, I said, "We fixed the faucet." I said, "The Lord came down. He said that faucet is dripping and it needs to be fixed. And he needs to be stepped. It needs not to be dripping for your grandmother." And we came in and we laid hands upon this faucet and we healed the faucet. The faucet did not drip again, sister. It is not leaking anymore. And then I just smiled and I thought I was being funny. And my grandmother, oh, I love her so much. She looks at me in the face and she goes, "Richard, you have the gift." And I said, "What?" She goes, "You have the gift." I said, "What gift?" She goes, "You need to preach it." And she meant it. And I loved her so much. But I felt like such a bad, terrible person at the time.
You were expecting to get yelled at.
I was expecting to get smacked.
You were expecting to get smacked. You were not expected to see, need to go spread the faith, my child.
She wanted me to do that. She's like, "You need to spread the word." And I was like, "Oh my, no, what did I just do?" I felt like the worst person on the planet.
I don't know if this is bad or not, but back when going to church was a regular occurrence for me at the time, I think it was close to Easter season or something, and we were going through all of the different stories, and the one we'd gotten to was the temptation of Christ.
Sure. Powerful story.
Yeah, and what he would do was he would have people in the congregation read, and he had pegged me to be Satan.
Nice.
And I think I didn't think of it at the time, but I think a lot of my a lot of what I channeled to be Satan was a slightly toned down televangelist.
My thing was, when I was a regular churchgoer, because my mom is religious, my grandmother's religious, and I was raised Catholic. And I had this conversation with somebody recently. I had it with my wife. Like, I don't like going to concerts for the simple reason of I'm just standing there watching.
And my feet hurt. The music's too loud.
No.
I wish I could be home doing something else.
It's not that. It honestly comes down. It comes down to when I was going to church. I didn't want to sit there. So I wanted to be involved. I was an altar boy for years. And it made me feel more connected because I was actually part of it. It's kind of like, you know, I was part of the choir. I wanted to be part of it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to go to a concert. I want to be backstage at a concert.
What this sounds like is you wanted to be a Baptist.
Well, I was really jealous of the Baptist. I was really, really jealous of the Baptist.
Because, I'm not going to say much. We are very toned down Baptists.
But you know what? All my Baptist friends, you know, they were telling me like, okay, their youth group is going to go do this and they were going to do this. They were connected. They were part of it. And I think I've let that flow into other aspects of my life. I don't want to be someone standing by and watching. I want to be involved.
I was part of the last vestige of my church's youth group.
There you go.
And we did, you know, we did a lot of stuff, mission trips and, you know, Eagle Eyery, rite of passage almost. And, you know, we took trips to Massanutten in the winter.
And that's what I was jealous of. I was just jealous of the connection. And so that's what I'm saying. Why am I saying all of this? Because this makes no sense whatsoever for a home show. Here's what I am saying. What I'm saying is get involved. Don't just stand by and be an observer of your life, of your neighborhood. Get involved with it. Because the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. I thought it was pretty fascinating when COVID hit. My neighborhood has got a very, very, very strong youth group in it called Youth with a Mission, and they train kids and young people to travel all over the continent, all over the world, to spread the word. They've also done a lot of work in the neighborhood to bring it together, and you know. There's a couple of houses I know of that, you know, people come in, they live there for 6 months and then they're gone because they're going off on doing their mission. And when COVID hit, they helped organize every block in our neighborhood had not a block leader, but a block volunteer. And I come home and I find a package of masks and a letter, and it's my neighbor three doors down, and the letter read, "This is Richard," and then in parentheses it says, "The new Richard," because he knew I'd been in the neighborhood longer than him. And basically he was volunteering for everybody on our block. If they had any problems, if they needed any help, he was volunteering his time and his effort to come and give people a hand. And I just thought that was fantastic. He was getting involved. And so that's why I'm saying what I am. Though I will say this. I did expect to get smacked. I totally expected her to just...
Back to the original point of our story.
I was expecting to get backhanded.
You're expecting that purse to come flying right at you.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, one of my friends sent me a Christmas present. It was a small cookbook and a wooden spoon. And I don't like to use the word triggered, but as soon as I saw that wooden spoon, I was triggered.
You were having flashbacks?
That was a weapon of ass destruction. She would pull out that wooden spoon in a heartbeat. Never a belt, but that wooden spoon, that was scary stuff. All right, so I think I've talked enough for one day. Get involved, people. That's all I'm saying. Because you need to get involved. You need to feel it. Anyway, someday I'll play the audio of when I did an exorcism here on this show. It did happen. My name is Richard McCann. That's MCKANN. You can give me a call, 347-1152. That's 347-1152. 1152. You can follow me on Facebook. I do not Twitter. And if you missed any of the show or you just want to hear it again, go to WRVA.com and download the podcast. Light them up. Let's go. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Kyle Scott for getting up early, pressing all the right buttons. Everybody that's listening out there, thank you so much. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend. So get outside and do something, because it is not work when it is your own home. Reminding you, I'll be here next Saturday from 6 to 8 taking your calls. This is the home show, News Radio, WRVA. I got to go to work. See you.
Paya! I say a wanna! A paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.